Let your light so shine before men. Don't do it to be seen of men. But on the other hand, let your light so shine. Our light ought to shine, as Christ's light shined. And he says, and I appoint to you a kingdom as my Father hath appointed unto me. God, Christ does have a throne, and he has a kingdom coming to him. But first he must serve. That's what God, the whole world we live in is about being subject to things, about being under things, about submitting to things, that we may inherit something better. God is not about to throw around the divine nature to beings that he has not properly raised in whatever his conceptualization of a proper raising into the divine nature is. By these great and exceeding precious promises, we can become partakers of the divine nature. We become the sons of God. That's nothing to snuff at. And therefore, the preparation for such things might entail a bit of hardship and a bit of servitude. You know, an apprenticeship in the things of God. In whatever way he conceptualizes that, what are you going to do except submit to it? He's the one handing out the candy. That you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. They have a position. But while on the earth, you know, it is futile. Who's going to be the greatest in the future? Who's going to be great? What about right now? You want to be great? There's ways you can be great right now in service to others. Who will be greatest in the kingdom? Oh, I think it ought to be me. Oh, well, I think you're wrong. And they were, the word strife here literally is, in Greek, it is a phile something or other. It was like phile nikia, which indicates a fondness of dispute. It's sort of like a beloved dispute, something they like to argue about. They were fond of arguing about this. It was commonly something that they strived over. And it got to be a little too much. And it comes up in the Gospels frequently. Verse 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day, before that thou shalt deny thrice that thou knowest me. Simon, Simon, Simon Peter, Simon called Peter, Peter meaning the rock, or a rock, actually. Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Christ, his fan is in his hand. He used the winnowing fan. That was used of him in an analogy. He would sift the wheat. I mean, he would fan the wheat to blow away the chaff, that he could gather the grains. But sifting is the opposite kind of process, where you get the grains out and you end up with a bunch of chaff. Interesting contrast. Satan wants to sift you, to remove every good thing from you. You separate the corn from the chaff, the kernel, from the chaff and the other parts by sifting. And you're left with a bunch of chaff. You know, the light pieces. The less dense. He wants to sift you. To sift all the righteousness out of you. To sift all the goodness. All the good things Christ had planted, he wanted to sift from him. And take from him. That he might destroy him. That he might possess him. But Christ says, I have prayed for you, that your faith would not fail. Your faith can fail. Faith fails. It does. And now that is a revelation that God had not chosen someone. That is a revelation. If they were chosen, it was for some other purpose. God's salvation does not fail, but our faith can fail. When everything that we seem to have is taken away, because we never really possessed anything, because we can only possess things that are truly given to us, because God is the owner of everything. And therefore, what we think we have can be an illusion. The faith we think we have can be an illusion. We can deceive ourselves. You know, 2 Peter tells us how we can make our calling and election sure. I'm going to read it because it's worthy of reading. I quote it all the time. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. You've obtained faith through the righteousness of God. It's not through the smartness of your brain. Grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these promises, ye might be partakers of the divine nature. By faith in these promises, we partake of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged of his old sins. Wherefore, rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fail. As someone who Christ prayed for, that his faith would not fail, Peter had the authority and the knowledge to speak of these things. If you want to make sure your faith doesn't fail, then give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Do these things. But I am not as those that bind heavy burdens and are grievous to be borne. How are you going to do all this? How are you going to partake of all these things? By faith in the precious promises that God has given. And that by these promises you can partake of the things that pertain to the divine nature. The knowledge, divine knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, kindness. All these things can be obtained through faith. Not through you stirring up thankfulness in yourself for your salvation. This is your salvation. You've got to maintain faith. You can't just have faith at one point in the past and expect that'll carry me through. Your faith can fail. If your faith fails, even that which you seem to have is going to be taken away. You're just a one-talent servant, a one-trick pony. A here today, gone tomorrow seed, blasted by the sun, devoured by birds, choked by thorns.